Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great weekend. tell you, we've got some cool weather that moved in, and I saw guys running around trying to find a bush or tree to whip up on, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had my heater on for 3 days at the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it's just refreshing, yeah. You know? So, we are in the midst of the archery season for whitetail deer, mule deer, and Rio Grande turkey. Getting ready, coming up in not too many days, the general season for whitetail and Rio Grande turkey, and then later in November, the mule deer season. We're going to be joined by Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III to discuss field dressing tips, processing techniques, plus some big game hunting suggestions. Tom's got a unique background. He has been a manager of some of the largest meat processing plants in the country.
The man knows how to skin and cut up, doesn't he? Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah.
He really does. And he's written some great articles. If you're not subscribing to Texas Outdoors Journal, you're missing out on some information you're not going to find anywhere else. And so he's going to share some of those tips with us. Plus, we've got some interesting news from across Texas as well as the country. We've got an election heading our way, folks, so y'all need to be informed.
Oh, yes.
Plus the best bets and outdoor report, and yeah, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I should reintroduce ourselves.
Yes.
This is Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn.
I am.
And we've got some news. We are in a midterm election year.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
How many vote spams are you getting? I'm getting all kind of stuff on my phone. All kind of messages
it's
and stuff.
It's ridiculous. And I don't know. It just seems to keep multiplying.
Yes.
Even though I go in and unsubscribe
Correct.
Regularly. I don't know how to turn it off. But anyway, let's check in and see what President Joe Biden has done.
Okay.
All right.
I want to put this in because we're all so tense out there too, folks. Okay. Obviously, when we talk about stuff like that, it's Bill's and Harold's opinion, not necessarily the opinion of the wonderful folks that own these wonderful stations we're on, but you know, it's our air, so.
Yeah, well, we're sharing information,
but we're speaking from our stuff.
But you know, we try to be, as some say, fair and balanced.
We try,
okay. President Joe Biden,
yes,
promised.
Okay,
he would enact a ban on all modern sporting rifles sales by the end of his administration.
When did he do that?
By the way, I'm going to get an assault weapons ban, President Biden told the ever-reliable CNN, okay. Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
Okay. Before this is over, I'm going to get that again. Not a joke, and watch. President Biden made the remark in the first interview with a news outlet since he was elected, so, you know.
Okay.
But he continues to, you know, push this agenda, even though there are more than 24.4 million modern sporting rifles. Mm-hmm. In circulation.
All right.
That's more than there are Ford F-150s on the road today. That clearly makes these firearms commonly used, which protects them according to the Heller decision.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
okay.
From firearms,
mm-hmm.
The FBI released a 2021 uniform crime report that showed again that murderers commit their crimes more often with knives,
yep.
Fists, and clubs than they do all rifles, not just modern sporting rifles, or as President Joe Biden and his gun control allies label, assault weapons,
wrong.
According to Breitbart.
Yep.
According to the UCR, 447 people are killed with rifles, while 461 were killed with personal weapons, such as hands, fists, feet. The UCR shows that 1,035 people were killed with knives or cutting instruments. Now, if they're not going to try to take away our firearms, then they're going to try to take away the ammunition.
Yep.
All right? And according to Meat Eater, they put bullets to the test to exactly see what happens to modern bonded bullets, copper bullets, and target cup and core ammunition in a test firing, then through deer scapula and ballistic gel. The test showed that the modern bonded hunting bullets don't splinter, as critics claim, when attempting to justify traditional ammunition bans. Target bullets not designed to withstand impact with bone or animal flesh can come apart.
Right.
Copper and bonded bullets held together with bonded lead bullets even slightly outperform copper in some cases. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service finalized a rule to open 18 new hunting and fishing opportunities, but banned the use of traditional lead ammunition tackle on the possibility it may have a negative impact. No evidence was provided.
No, that's definitely.
Okay. Here in the Lone Star State, we know we've had the heat. We know we've had the drought. Okay?
Correct.
And the department has released their assessment of Bob White and scale quail, commonly known as blue quail, that continue to battle these conditions as we move toward the statewide hunting season opener on October 29. Hunting opportunities, as so often is the case, are going to vary throughout the state. Biologists completed their annual roadside survey in August, covering more than 3,300 road miles to gather data. And what they found was that the number of bob whites observed per route was up from 3.1 to 5.3, but still below the 15-year mean of 9. And that number will provide some comfort to hunters. But the statewide outlook, including the rolling plains, again, points to tough sledding in 2022. We know that you can have, they're the haves and the have-nots.
Correct.
And wherever the, you know, the haves received rain, you're going to have brush, you're going to have better nesting conditions, better recruitment.
Well, a lot of our areas, it doesn't take much. I mean, again, I was up in the hill country, you know, last week, and a lot of things are looking like springtime. I mean, just a little bit of rain. It's amazing.
Yeah, and these birds are extremely resilient.
True.
On some dove hunts in three different ranches that I was on in South Texas back in mid-September, you know, I observe quail just while we're waiting for some doves to fly in.
Right.
So, you got anything?
Well, in the fun department, because if you're listening to our show in the greater Houston area on Saturday, the 22nd, Barrett Jackson is having a great auction at the NRG Center. But two really cool things. One is a 1980 Chevy K10 Houston Oiler Tribute truck, the Roughneck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Roughneck. That was a salute to it when that was the team's mascot. And that's up for auction. And then Mickey Gilley's 1977 Lincoln Continental Mark V, commemorating Room Full of Roses. It was a rose diamond fire paint, and only one of 163 77 Lincolns that were finished in that trim. So they're going to have those out there on the auction block also.
Cool.
Kind of cool.
Okay. All right. Tell you what else is cool is we're going to take a break.
Well, okay.
Then when we come back, we're going to delve into our best bets. An outdoor report right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Tell you what, that statement right there, given the flux of the market, is something that's really important, and you really ought to pay attention to, folks. There's new product, new changes, adjustment to manufacturer suggested retail prices
down a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's just no way that most of us in the buying public can keep up with all this.
Correct.
Well,
that's where they work with you on, you know, what firearm you're going to use, what your hunting techniques are, your budget, all of that.
And you know, obviously got some personalized service.
Indeed.
Which it wasn't just because it was you. I know you think that was the case.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, having never seen it before, got help sighting in and so on. It was great.
Absolutely. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, and then pick up the phone and give them a call and just confirm what's there. Website are kind of tough to keep up to date these days. Give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days of the week. Thursday's another good one. Friday slips to fair, but next Saturday and Sunday rebound to good. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid to late morning and continues until mid-afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So, look for game to be actively feeding from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday, October 25th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend as well as Monday and Tuesday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday's a three tide day with two highs and one low. Thursday and Friday have a double tide schedule. Next Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Sunday, a single low tide is the only one of the day.
On the coast, we told you last week that a consensus amongst professional anglers is that the water temperatures remain high, and that continues to depress to some degree, and in some parts of the Louisiana and Texas coastal waters, the speckled trout bite. Redfish have been phenomenal. Bull redfish out along the beachfront and around the jetties have been you know, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cold front this week, but it's going to warm up through the balance of October, and it's not until we really get to about mid-November, the forecast says, that we're going to see things cool off and remain cooled off. So what we've got is pretty much it. Light wind days. Don't forget the beachfront, because there's still some good fishing that's taking place there. Along the shorelines, in areas with shell that are near even deeper water, work those drain areas of back lake and marsh areas. And if you want to run offshore, red snapper fishing has been excellent out in state waters.
Okay, well, let's head to East Texas. Conroe. Eater-sized catfish have been great on catfish bubblegum, worms, liver, in 8 to 30 feet of water on ledges and points. Even catching some trophy-class fish mixed in. This week's strong front should get them going even better. Big Lake Sam Rayburn shad are shallow. Bass are good on cranks and spinner baits and jigs, fishing shallow ledges and points. Small baits matching the bait fish. Crappie are holding tight on main lake brush, migrating to the creeks in 12 to 14 feet of water, hanging on brush and timber in 27 feet of water. Tyler, cooler weather's here. The bite is on. Crappie, catfish, and bass are loaded up on brush piles in 10 to 20 feet of water. Catfish are good on liver and minnow, stinky bait, and liver. Bass are good. I said liver twice, didn't I? Bass are good with trick worms, topwater lures, minnows. Crappie are good using live minnows. Bass drop. Bass are good working grass lines in 5 to 10 feet of water, throwing flukes, spinner baits, chatter baits, 4 and 5 inch worms, crawl worms, or moving baits like shallow crank baits or walking baits. Palestine. Bass are good on shallow points and pockets on spinner baits and Ned rigs, Carolina rigs, and crank baits. Crappie are good on the edge of the river on jigs and the I-55 bridge around trees near the river biting jigs. Texoma. The fish are biting throughout the day now that the weather is cooler and bait fish are abundant. Birds are working and can lead you to fish. Striped bass are good, casting into shallow points and slabs in 10 to 30 feet of water with live bait and swim baits.
Had to chuckle when you talked about Texoma.
Yeah.
And now that the weather's cooler, it just shows how big Texas is, because that part of North Texas, yeah, it's a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
You know, those that may be in San Antonio or down in the Rio Grande Valley are going, who says it's cooler?
Yeah, right. Well, that's how big this state is.
It really is. All right, let's head to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where we're just checking in on Amistad Reservoir to let you know that it has come up over 25 feet.
Wow.
Since August 24th. And there has been more rainfall that's fallen within the watershed, so it's going to come on up. Of course, as it comes up, it's kind of a balancing act, and they release water downstream that flows into Falcon.
Ah.
All right. Choke Canyon Reservoir out of Three Rivers. Bass fishing has been good with topwaters, buzzbaits, and frogs in the grass in the afternoon. On the edges, throw chatterbaits, squarebill, crankbaits, flukes, and Cinco's. Crappie are excellent on live bait over brush piles in 12 to 18 feet of water. Falcon, well, with the water rising, the bait fish are pushing into the grass. Catfish are good in 10 to 12 feet of water at the mouth of creek channels on cut bait, and bass are good around the rocks in 10 to 25 feet of water. Brownwood, this has been a hot little lake.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually little, but, you know, bass are excellent to 5 1/3 pounds using topwaters early, and then late in the day, fishing 1 to 5 feet of water on the flats. Crappie are good to 1 1/4 pounds on minnows and jigs. They seem to be suspended under docks, and jigs are good around the brush piles. Allen Henry, Cool weather and water temperatures to smooth the fish shallow. Crappie are good on minnows over brush in 22 to 26 feet of water. Coleman, they just ought to put a hyphen and say hybrids.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're chasing bait. Look for birds to maybe point the way as they're chasing bait all over the lake. Crappie are good around minnows and brush piles. Meredith, even though it's 54 feet low, and it's been low for a long time,
right? Right.
Bass are good on minnows and artificial bait, and walleye are good on artificial minnows and crawlers in 20 to 25 feet of water.
Yeah, a couple of good reports from the center of our great state. Canyon, largemouth bass are good in scattered grass, chasing shad, biting on chatterbaits, spinnerbaits. Striped bass are good, schooling on the lower end of the lake, hitting topwater lures first thing in the morning. Waco, the crappie bite has been good until noon. The fish are shallow on small brush piles in 6 to 10 feet of water or suspended in and near creek channels in small schools. The jig bite's been really good, but once that slows, switch to minnows.
All right, on the hunting scene, quick update for you dove hunters. North zone continues through November 13. The central and south zone will, the first split will conclude next Sunday. That's October 30th. All right. And let's see, where was I going? For you archery hunters, of course, that runs through November 4 before the general season opens. And then coming up, we've got on the 29th, which is next Saturday, a special youth-only Rio Grande turkey season, special youth-only general white-tailed deer season. And then we've got Sandhill Crane opener in Zone A up in the Panhandle. Quail season opens on the 29th and runs through February 26th. You still hunt chakalakas?
I don't know if I've ever seen a chakalaka.
Oh, okay. Well, that season opens down in Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy County and runs through February 26th.
That inspired a song, didn't it? Was it boom chakalaka, boom chakalaka? Yeah. Always wondered what that meant.
We'll find out.
Okay.
All right. On or off road?
Yes.
What have you been?
Well, mostly on, but could go off because it's the Mercedes 2022 S580 sedan with their 4MATIC drive.
Whoa.
4MATIC drive.
Who do you know that drives Mercedes that takes it off road?
Who do I know that actually drives a Range Rover off of the road? Okay. The little old lady in the shopping center in her Range Rover.
Yes.
Anyway, that's just the way it is. But you could if you had to, you know.
Okay.
You maybe take it to the ranch, got a little mud or something, but this is the luxury line. We're talking Bob money. We'll get to this on the end of this one. But it's a phenomenal car. And again, folks go, why? I got to take what they send me, friends. So, you know, to get the Range Rover, I got to take the Yugo. That's the way it works. Okay. But this thing, fabulous vehicle. 4-liter dual turbo V8, 496 horsepower. 516 pound-feet of torque, 0 to 60 in 4.4, and on the highway, well, you can imagine that, right? But it's got this electronic suspension, self-leveling. It's very cool. And again, that 4MATIC, it selects where the traction needs to go, so it really is neat. Comfort and convenience, of course. I mean, everything's leather, multi-contour front seats with massage, 12.3-inch widescreen digital instrument cluster, 12.8-inch touchscreen, illuminated door sill panels that say hi when you get in. Safety and security, you got to expect that. Anti-lock alarm system, anti-lock braking system, brake assist system, attention assist with blind spot assist, lane keeping assist, on and on and on. It'll almost drive itself, but don't. The idiots out there go, well, I had it on cruise and lane keeping and it'll stop and all that kind of stuff, so I figured I'd just take a nap. No, you don't do that, okay, friends? I'm sorry. It ain't there yet. Beautiful.
Temptation.
Oh, I know. Beautiful, Napa leather interior, a lot of really real wood. All-season tires, heated steering wheel. I like that. 20-inch multi-spoke wheels. The luxury line. So base is only $117,700, but you get 16 miles per gallon in the city, 25 on the highway. But total with all the extra goodies, like I say, we're talking about Audio Bob money here, $122,140 plus TT&L. But hey, maybe you need the write-off. Let your company buy it. Texas Outdoors Journal needs a new vehicle.
Yes.
You put a sign on the side of it.
Won't happen.
Start writing it off. The 2022 Mercedes S580 sedan, 4MATIC.
We're going to take a break when we come back. TC3, Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, here on Texas Outdoor News, we regularly talk about weather, give you updates. You know about the drought and the heat. We got a little rain. Harold says things greened up.
Yep.
But it's turned off dry again. And so those forbs, you know, that animals rely on in the fall may or may not be there.
Correct.
And when we talked to Justin Spear back in August, he goes, you know, his concern was of the natural forage, don't know that the tonnage is going to be there.
Right.
I mean, yeah, there may be some, and they may get some fortified cottonseed. Mm-hmm. It's free choice. You're going to save money.
But it's limited than eating. I mean, they only eat what they want. That's the beauty of that thing.
Yeah. You know, that's exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about critters.
Right.
Is they know what's good for them, mm-hmm. and they do eat only what they want. You know, it's not like going to the all-day buffet,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
But they do. They eat. And that vitamin package supplements whatever Mother Nature is not giving. So go to their website and learn more about this product. It's phenomenal. FortifiedCottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. For some of your larger orders, they deliver.
Yep.
Or stop by Tractor Supply.
There you
go. Right. I've spent a lot of time with this guy since I met him.
Yeah, right.
and the more I'm around him, I'm going, this guy really does know a lot of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And particularly if it comes to cutting stuff up, like critters,
right.
okay? And using
right.
knives, how to keep them sharp.
Because yes.
I struggle, okay?
Right.
And his name is Tom Claycomb III,
uh-huh.
and he uses all that in his title. So we shortened him to TC3. Hey, Tom, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing?
I'm doing good. That guy you was bragging on couldn't show up.
Hey, let me jump in here. I know Bill's got a million questions. He always does. But he brought this up to the sharpening. Tom, can you give us some sharpening hints?
You bet. Really, the concept is simple, but here's where I struggle. There's engineers that, look, I want step 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'll give it to you, but it's half art, half science. So it's half engineering, but it's also touchy-feely.
Okay.
And that's what screws up that bike, because you got people here, people there, but the ones in the middle. So really, the concept's simple. Hold it at the same angle all the way down the blade and rub the knife like that. Equal amounts on, or equal rubs on each side. The problem is matching that edge. That's where everybody struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start off like, do this when you get home. Get your knife and hold it at the hilt. Start sharpening, and you'll notice when you get into the curvature, you go from like 25, 20, 15, 10, you're down to 10 degrees. So I tell everybody to hold their elbow up, and it forces you to kind of keep the same angle.
Ah, okay.
Try that tonight, you'll see what I mean, but that's the secret. Is if I tell you 25 degrees the best, well, if they sharpen your knife at 18, don't change it, use whatever's on the knife.
Sure, sure. All right, to follow up with what Harold started, which is the best sharpening device? Is it the Arkansas Stone, or is it a diamond-type sharpener?
Good question. Here's the deal. Knives now, like our granddad, your dad, Bill, he used an old whetstone, right?
Right, right.
The knives now are so hard, you work forever. So I use a diamond stone. Now, to get it to the next level, you can go to a whetstone. And you remember your granddad would go coarse whetstone, fine, and then maybe a leather strop with rosin.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's kind of the same deal. I use a Smith fine diamond stone. It seems to me they're diamond chips impregnated in that metal. They have the most consistent size that I've used. So I use their medium. It's 750 grit. It's their orange. They color code their stones. So okay. I use the Smith Consumer Products orange stone. Get a 2.5 by 6 inch stone. You can do it on smaller ones, but it's just a little awkward.
Sure.
Before you change subject, yeah, Tom, real quick, do you have any? I say the machines that are out there now, where you set edges. They've got little springy things, and you slap the knife up against a guide and work with that. I mean, any of those on your radar?
You know, what I tell everybody, I do knife sharpening seminars from Texas up to Vegas, to Alaska. I tell everybody to learn to do it by hand, and then you have a sense of pride. Now, do those work? Sure.
Okay.
But it's kind of cheating.
Okay. All right. We're up against the mid-show break, and I want to take that a little bit early. We've got a sharp knife. Now, with your background, you're going to give us some tips on how to field dress an animal so that the meat is not contaminated.
There we go.
So y'all stick around, as we'll be right back. Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years, and when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Tom, all the stories you've done for Texas Outdoors Journal on knives, and you came up with one that just really draws upon your background and experience of having managed some of the biggest meat processing plants in the country. It's about how to core out the anal vent, the rectum, anus, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, ooh, is right.
Ever had a bladder bust on you?
No.
Ooh.
What you all do professionally really kind of would work in the field too, wouldn't it? About covering and banding it off.
You bet. You know, and that's what I did. I tried to take what I learned here and put my outdoors world. So, what you do? You go around the anal porthole. You'll cut around it through the skin.
Right.
And, okay, it's got a, let's call it a tube, going, it's the rectum, going on in through the channel to the guts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of held on there in that pelvic area. It's kind of bubbly fat. And so you can, if you'll pull that, after you cut a circle around, pull it out a little, and just kind of scoop around your knife around it, that fat breaks loose real easy. Pull it out a little, and what we do, put a big bag on it, rubber band. Since deer are smaller, of course, you could use a baggie stick over it, put a rubber band around it. Then go ahead and gut your animal, pull it, and it'll pull that through that channel and go out and dump with the guts.
In the upcoming November issue, let me take you on down this process. You make a comment of how the round coming many times will start to kind of turn green or looks like it's spoiling because of the contamination with whatever's on the hide, the fur of the animal around that, and that really helps eliminate that some of that problem, right?
Exactly. Because you'll notice that area, like you just said, starts getting an off color, off odor, and the reason is because of the high bacteria load it starts with.
Okay.
The bacteria in optimum condition deal a double population every hour. So if you start a TPC total plate count, start off with 1,000 an hour, it'll be 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, and just exponentially goes up, and it can happen fast.
Wow. Okay. As far as hunting blades, I don't know about you, Harold, but I started with a straight fixed blade, you know, case knife and a sheath. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a lot of folders out there that you can carry or have their own sheath, maybe multiple blades for different purposes. Any preference, one better than the other? Which way do we go, Tom, when we're selecting a knife?
As far as a folder or straight blade?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the deal with folders, there's this old guy, CCT, coolest guy in the world, took me and dad and brother deer hunting. And he used a folder. I mean, that's like 60 years ago. Nobody knew what one was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the bad deal back then, they didn't really have good hunting or blade designs. We're like, now, check some of Knives of Alaska, Diamond Blades. Charles is a hunter, and so he puts a good blade on that's functional. So not only can you fold it up and take up less room, it's also a functional blade.
Okay.
Well, and also you got to put your hands on them and try them out. I mean, I've always been a nut for really about a 3, 3.5-inch drop point with a lot of belly on it is what I've always used in a fixed blade. But I started with my dad's old German knife that mm-hmm. was designed like that.
Sure.
So
you bet. And I'm with you. That's the size blade I use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, everybody, like you say, different. Like, your hand's different than Bill's. So he may want a bigger handle where you want this size or that. He may even think of, to him, a 4.5-inch blade is what a 3.5-inch blade is to me or you, you
right.
know.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about, we've got the animal field dressed. We're letting it cool. Maybe it's going to go into a cooler or a locker for a period of time. You suggest that you need to wait a bit before you start removing that meat from the bone, right? And why?
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. Imagine, put your fingertips together. When the animal goes in rigor mortis, push the fingers in to the first joint.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes through rigor mortis, the meat sacromeres, those fibers, they draw up, right?
Okay.
But if you bone it, what we call hot boning, you go, uh-oh, it's hot, I'm going to bone it out. You do that, those muscle sacraments now push your fingers into the root. I'm just pulling this number out of my tail, but it shrinks up twice as much. So if it's super hot, you may not be able to help it. But if you can, at least let it go through rigor mortis before you bone it out.
And this is true for all animals or all game animals that we're going to deal with in the field, whether it's a deer or a hog or any game animal, right?
Exactly. It's going to just make it more tender.
Real quick, I say an old thing, but people are always talking about on the bucks. You know, the glands, avoid the glands, mess with the glands, don't cut the glands. What do you do with the glands? What do you do, Tom?
You know, I always heard that, and oh my gosh, you had two, or all the kids next decade are going to be born naked.
Yeah, right.
You cut them off right away.
Yeah.
Now that you mention that, I don't think I've cut one off in 30 years.
You just know to avoid it, right?
Yeah, and I was hearing somebody, it might have been Bob Zegler, or somebody the other day saying, that's an old wives' tale.
Ah.
So, I don't know. If you want to cut them, but
yeah, heck, I'm going to come off and you skin it anyway. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to offer some hunting tips, but I know that you're really big with different types of optics and scanning and glassing, and, of course, the way that you may glass if you're hunting in the tight cover of East Texas compared to, say, at Harold's place there around Mason in the hill country. Or, Tom, you hunting in the high country out west. Any preference on magnification and how you set a grid up to make sure you thoroughly cover an area you're glassing?
Yeah, that's all good questions. What I do, if I'm walking, I used to preach, you know, I do a lot of big game, glassing for big game seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And in those, I used to always preach, use an 8 power. Because when you're hiking hard and going, you see something, you throw it up. If you're huffing and puffing, you can't focus. But I tell you, about 6 years ago, I decided I'm just missing too much game. So I recommend a 10 power now. But if you're sitting in the blind, of course, you go, well, why not use a 12? Yeah. It just, if you use a 12 power, they're so heavy, you end up not carrying them if you're hiking. So I use 10 power if I'm hiking, and if you have something bigger, fine. Now, as far as zones, what I do, I compare it. My mom had a poodle. We'd go up the farm, let it out. It'd run all around, peeing on itself. That's kind of how you are when you throw up your, oh, man, this looks good. You're glassing. You're like a poodle in heat running around. So don't do that. You got to have a system. And I just start, say, at the top of the hill. I go across. I drop down whatever my field of view is, 50 yards. go back across, drop down, go. That way, because you have a tendency to just look at the open spot, right? Now you go, well, nothing's here. Yeah, but game feeds in and out of cover, so wait a couple minutes and then go back, and suddenly you see something.
And adjust your focus.
Yeah, you so can focus you, through. Yeah, you can go
exactly.
through things. Correct. Yeah.
Right.
And that's right too.
Okay. All right. When it comes to taking a shot, and this is something that I've kind of adjusted. Mm-hmm. We've all hunted out of box blinds,
right.
Put a glove or something soft on the windowsill.
Yep.
But quite honestly, I like taking a tripod up in the blind with me.
Mm-hmm.
Have the wide rifle rest
right.
built into it,
right.
and use that because, again, using Harold and me as differential in size
no,
individuals,
indeed, yes.
you know, the chair you're sitting in,
right.
The height of the windowsill. Uh-huh. If you're using a pop-up blind, Tom, being able, there's not really much support there, but with a tripod, you've got a good steady support, don't you agree?
You bet, totally. A lot of those windows are cloth, unless there's a rod there. You lay it, and if it's a heavy rifle, it sags down. Well, if it's not rod height, I'll sometimes lay my bipod on the outside right by the window, so I just lay it out, and that way I don't kick it over. And you bet, that's real important.
Okay. All right, folks, this is just a tip of the iceberg of information and hunting tips that you can get from Tom every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. Hey, we appreciate you joining us and passing on your words of wisdom.
Oh, man, glad to be with you guys. Always fun.
Tom, thank you so much. You have a good season, sir.
You too, man.
Okay, friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Looks like we're still raising some money.
Yep. For the Ducks, my friends, the Ducks, October 25, Palestine Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet, and, well, Palestine, of course. October 27, Mid-South, Nederland, Port Neches, Port Arthur, Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Port Arthur. October 27, 60th Annual San Antonio Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in San Antonio. For information on all of those, just go to ducks.org. And then on October 29, the 14th Annual West Bay Redfish Showdown and Fundraiser, the West End Marina in Galveston. Annual two-man team tournament fundraising benefit for the Shriners Hospital for Children in Galveston. Live weigh-in, live music, live people, live auctions, all kind of stuff going on. For entry information, go to fishwestend.com and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They have kits that contain most of their stuff. And these products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for, get this, 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor. You can read his words of wisdom every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. Next week, Harold, we wrap up our annual Waltz Across Texas.
Who we got?
We're going to South Texas, the brush country.
Okay.
Then we're going to head to the hill country.
I like it.
Yeah. Big stuff coming up.
Also, now when I read Tom's articles, I'll be hearing his voice as I read them.
Absolutely.
What a guy. Anyway, remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, and we archive the shows there. You can also like us on Facebook, listen to them there, too. Remember, in the field or on the water, be safe, so you can join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.